Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Baubert Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. Welcome everyone to Rochester Business Connections. I'm your host, Ben Albert. I'm so excited. I have a bonus podcast for you guys today, a restream, a rebroadcast of a episode of the Limitless Leadership Lounge. Listen, the Limitless Leadership Lounge, great leadership podcast. I was a guest panelist after a crew of us ultimately attended the Global Leadership Summit. The Global Leadership Summit is what it sounds like, a global leadership summit. And we had a local meetup to view the summit, to network, but run by the Lightheart Institute. We met at the Woodcliff Hotel and Spa in Fairport, New York, August 4th and 5th, the Global Leadership Summit. And there were so many great takeaways from the summit that a whole posse of us decided to come together and ultimately host a podcast talking about some of our takeaways. I'll let everyone introduce themselves. I'm going to rebroadcast this episode of the Limitless Leadership Lounge in its entirety. Here it is. You guys will enjoy it, and I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to be a leader? In a constantly changing world, our emerging leaders look different, come from various backgrounds, and from all different age groups. Leadership is changing, and it's hard to keep up. But the good news? You can be a leader too. You can be an emerging leader. Welcome to the Limitless Leadership Lounge, a tri-generational conversation for emerging leaders. Come spend some time with us to discuss leadership from three angles. The coach, Jim Johnson. The professor, Dr. Anuma Kareem. The host, John Gehring. A monthly guest. And you.
Get in on the conversation on Facebook and Instagram.
And be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Spreaker. So, come on in and make yourself comfortable.
And welcome on into a special edition of the Limitless Leadership Lounge. I'm your host, John Gehring, of course, as always, joined by Coach Jim Johnson and Dr. Renuma Kareem for another week on the show. But also today, joined by two very special guests. One we first want to introduce is Kevin Rustici, who is a host of another great leadership podcast called Time Out with Leaders. And he is a local leader here as well. Kevin, great to have you along. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for putting this together, Jonathan. It's awesome to be here with everybody, and excited to have a conversation after we've had a few days to reflect about this Global Leadership Summit that Coach invited me to.
And Kevin, real quick, we just want to note that your podcast, Time Out with Leaders, is available on all podcasting platforms, wherever you get your podcasts, right? And you you co-host with Tyler White, who's another great local leader. So we want to encourage our listeners to take a listen to one of your shows as well.
Hey, we appreciate it greatly. It's one of the quotes that I'll steal from GLS was, when leadership gets better, Rochester gets better. So didn't know that going into the Global Leadership Summit, but it's really become a passion project for Tyler and I. And hopefully we're teaching our audience that they too can be leaders in their own way. They don't need to have a title in order to be a leader. So we're just having fun along the way, meeting some great people, and looking forward to today's conversation with all these great leaders that we have in the room today as well.
Time Out with Leaders is Kevin and Tyler's podcast. And we're also joined today by Ben Albert, who's the host of Rochester Business Connections, another great local leadership podcast. There's a common theme here on today's episode. Ben, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you along as well.
I am excited to be in the Limitless Leadership Lounge. I feel like a celebrity guest. This is great to have such an awesome panel. I'm excited.
Well, you may as well be a celebrity guest. I mean, you host the Rochester Business Connections here. You're highlighting local industry leaders. What's that been like for you? I'm sure you've gotten to meet a lot of great local leaders.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing because I'm new to entrepreneurship. I'm new to business ownership. I do have a marketing company, but by starting this podcast and connecting with incredible industry leaders in Rochester, New York, It's like I didn't have to join 20 chambers. I didn't have to buy everybody dinner. You know, I have a great opportunity through podcasting to talk about leadership and entrepreneurship and business ownership and all these great skill sets with amazing leaders in the Rochester area. So again, I feel fortunate to be sharing this time with you guys because, like I just said, that this platform of podcasting is great to have that dialogue and really grow together.
And of course, we're joined like every week by Coach Jim Johnson and Dr. Anuma Kareem. We're here to talk about the Global Leadership Summit that happened last week as we're recording this episode, last Thursday and Friday, a two-day event and an excellent event too, from what I hear, guys. Coach, you were part of the organization for this event. What were a couple of your main takeaways from this leadership event last week?
Well, there's so many good ones. In fact, I just wrote a blog about it. So I synthesized my notes, but I'll start with the guy that now is the host, Craig Rochelle. He came up with an acronym called PUC, P-U-C. And he talked about the fact that if you're a leader, you're always going to go through pain. And the PUC, the three letters are pain for the P, U for uncertainty, and the C for chaos. And those are the things he talked about that we had to face every day. And one of the statements he made is doing right is usually not easy. And then another guy that spoke, there were so many great speakers. Shola Richards made a comment that I thought was so powerful. I did not know this, but he talked about a leader and he compared it to being a buffalo or a cow. And he said what the research says is when a storm comes, that the cow runs away from the storm. And of course, the storm always catches it and the cow gets destroyed. But he says the buffalo is the one that's willing to face the storm. And when they feel the storm coming, they go right at it. And that's what I think a great leader does. And I thought that was a great metaphor. It's something I actually did not know. So it was something I'm definitely going to steal and use in my own little leadership vocabulary. Because one of the things I'll close with this is that one of the things we talk about in leadership, And we want to help Rochester, it's such a great city, to keep developing great leaders, is that having that common leadership language. And that's one of the things the Global Leadership Summit really emphasizes.
Wow. You talk about the cow and buffalo analogy and how important is that, especially in our modern day. I mean, we've heard all the unprecedented times and everything, but it is true. What a time to have so many storms in our way, regardless of where you are as a leader. Dr. Kareem, you were also there this past week. What were a couple of your main takeaways from either the host, Craig Rochelle, or some of the other speakers?
I love the whole session, and thank you so much for Ben and Kevin for being in this session, in the our leadership session. But few things, I also enjoyed Craig Rochelle PUC, the concept which Coach already mentioned. And another thing I really took was reframe our thinking. I think Shola Richard or somebody talked about it, reframe our thinking. I think that is also so strong. Like whenever we are in a different leadership mode, how we reframe our decision-making, reframe the situation we are in, that can impact how we are influencing our team. So those were a few of the things, but I was taken away with the local heroes as well. So there were local heroes who were contributing their community silently or actively. So I think in the GLS platform, learning from those local heroes, a doctor, a medical trainer who is helping COVID patients, how they are contributing to our society. Then it was JMAC, whose inspiration of never giving up. I think those were the most informative session for me, apart from the GLS Summit, which Coach already talked about. But to tell you the truth, I was running it. There was so much information that I'm now still writing, jotting down notes and processing it through. So today I'm going to give the floor to Kevin and Ben because they are the guests and get their perception. And I want to learn more from their perceptions today.
Yeah, I just actually early on, we were talking with Kevin and you talked about having pages and pages of notes too, right? So apparently this was quite the event. What were some of your main takeaways?
It was a lot of reaffirming of things that Tyler and I and I think we've learned throughout our whole life about who we look up to as real leaders, and kind of just reaffirming some of the things that I guess we always knew, but just hearing somebody else say it sometimes brings some sort of gratitude because you're like, I'm not crazy. That's also how I felt about certain things. But one of the things that really spoke to me is because I had a personal experience during the pandemic, like most, was fear. The ability for leaders to check fear and actually to coach's water buffalo point where we're headed towards challenges. But the greatest obstacle that they were all kind of talking about with all their different speeches was the ability for leaders to conquer their own fear. And that fear being finding out who they are as a person, what motivates them on an individual level. And that's really where they said that they can grow the most. And I had a similar revelation myself. I talk about going from a larva to a caterpillar to a butterfly in essence. And it really starts with you. And I think they talked about if you're not able to really lead yourself, how can you expect to lead others? And really drove home the point, clearly separating management from leadership. And it really hit home for me because it doesn't matter, again, what title that you have or what position you hold within the organization, or even if you work for yourself, just being a leader at home with your family, being a leader out in the community and in business. It really spoke to me because I think that's how we can get back to a community where everybody can be proud to be a part of. But it all takes leadership because it's not easy. And that's what they constantly kept saying, pain is gain kind of thing. And I think leadership right now is going through an evolution of its own. But it sounds like the people that are finding themselves earlier in life are really setting the example or the tone for everybody else. So it was a great, great session. Some of the students there speaking, just hearing from our youth about their future outlook. Just having them in the room at a leadership summit also really spoke to me. And we're already thinking of some fun ideas on how we can kind of bring the business community and the education community together to almost collaborate to formulate a leadership program of some sort.
Yeah, chiming on to Kevin's point of view on the fear, I just remember Michelle Poehler's video about how she was experiencing each fear. She was taking over, like she was facing all her fears. And that gave her that essence. One of the main tools is like challenging our comfort zone as leaders. So I think that resonated with me also a lot about challenging your comfort zone. And that is one thing we all need to do, either through this podcast or through our works. So I think that was one of the things that really stuck out for me.
That's a great point, Dr. Kroon. I just want to add, for those that don't know, Michelle Poehler wrote a book. She actually did a 100-day challenge with herself where every day she did something that she really feared. And one of her comments she said is, fear less and do more. And as Dr. Kareem said, she had a video with some of the things like jumping out of an airplane and other crazy things that she did that really challenged her and made her more effective as a leader.
So when are you getting in that airplane, Coach?
Or bungee jumping.
Well, maybe we can all find things that that scare us that aren't so ridiculous and probably expensive too. This is the Limitless Leadership Lounge, a special edition. Of course, we are breaking down the Global Leadership Summit and recapping some of our main takeaways from it. I want to turn it to Ben because he, our special guest, Ben Albert, you're a business owner yourself. And so I'm sure that fear is there a lot because it's really up to you to keep things afloat. So what are some of the things that you took away and especially from that perspective of being a business owner?
Yeah. Major takeaway, and we've all heard about leadership, and there's a lot of essentials that a lot of people preach, but hearing these stories and hearing the direct experience of these leaders and their struggles and how they've succeeded in business, in life, in faith, it's mind blowing. And just to keep on hammering down the Michelle Poehler fear, the big quote that really resonated with me was your comfort zone can expand or contract. And I know I was sitting there watching her jumping out of planes, spiders on her arms, the whole shabam. And I was getting anxiety just watching the film, let alone being part of the experience itself. But the thing is that a body in motion stays in motion, right? The more we challenge ourselves and the more we take the no and move forward. And as a business owner, I'm making a lot of mistakes in terms, I'm not an accountant. I came from a marketing background, so there's a lot of things that I need to learn, and I fall on my head a lot. But again, my comfort zone, it can expand or contract. And the more I try and put myself in different situations, and God forbid, I'm not covered in spiders, but when I was doing my taxes the other month, it felt like I was covered in spiders because it's the first time I had done it as a business owner. So we have these fears, but it's like a muscle. And the more we work, and, you know, step into the pain, step into the fear. I think that was a common theme, to step into the pain, step into the fear. The more we do that, the more we're working that muscle, and our comfort zone can expand and expand and expand. And to tie that over to Jamie Kern Lima, the big quote that I love that she said was, do we listen to the no as an N-O? Do we listen to the no or the knowing? And the knowing can be God, the knowing can be inside you, but it's that funny feeling that you have the conviction, you have the passion, you know you're going to be successful, you know this. And family members that love you and care about you, but maybe come from a different place, they're going to say that you're making a bad decision, or maybe people aren't going to. Jamie Kern Lima, she got, what was it, hundreds of no's? She just got no, 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 no. She was selling beauty products for people with a skin condition. She wanted to use not just the Victoria's Secret model. She wanted to use ordinary people. And everyone said no. They said, Jamie, no one's going to want to buy makeup from someone that looks like you. Talk about an insulting thing to say to a beautiful woman. Yeah, but she wasn't the Victoria's Secret model. And she took all these no's. But her message was, she knew inside that what she was doing was beneficial to her, the people with the skin condition she has, and a community of women that may not look like that freaking Victoria's Secret model. She followed the no, and she got hundreds of no's. Before you know it, she sells her company for like $1 billion+. I forget the number, but it was
a lot. Wow.
And I'm over here wondering, like, I can't even do taxes if I can't get through this.
Yeah. I thought it was all about like getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that's what really taught us, is like, we have to get comfortable with that. The other thing that really resonated with me too is that, because we all read leadership books, there's a leadership coach and executive coaches now. It's becoming more and more of an industry, if you will. But the thing that really hit home to me, and I can't remember who said it, but they all said it comes down to action. I think it might have been the general that was speaking at that point in time. But the action behind what we're reading and what we know to be true, it really takes action to deliver results. And I think, to Ben's point, when we're focusing on fear, and we're paralyzed by fear almost because we're focused too much on the worst that can happen. Mm-hmm. One of the speakers told us, well, what's the best that can happen? Like, change the way that you're thinking or approaching a challenge or a problem. And you will probably be more gratified and satisfied with the outcome. But nothing starts without taking that first step. So I thought that was the other message that really resonated with me, that you have to act. It's one thing to say something, but if you don't act on it, you might as well not say it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to real quick go back to what you were saying, Kevin, about putting some of this knowledge that we have into action. Coach, you read a lot of leadership books. I mean, you recommend one every week on social media, right? I mean, and you listen to podcasts daily about leadership. How do you make sure that that goes from, you know, consuming that knowledge to actually becoming that leader as a person, coach, and then Kevin after that, you know, your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think one of the things you got to be very cognizant and it gets magnified as a leader is really feeding your mind with the right information. Like I want to augment what Ben said, something I thought was really powerful is that there were so many wonderful stories. And I want to share one other was Richard Montanez. Richard Montanez ended up being a high level executive at Frito-Lay, but he started as a janitor. And he got this idea to make this super hot Fritos and other things. And he actually was the janitor and he called the CEO and he got through and convinced the CEO that he had this great idea. And he actually ended up meeting with all these high executives from Frito-Lay and him describing what he went through. And then he ended up, because they loved his idea and he ended up doing a great job, he ended up moving up the ranks. And it was just a really powerful story, kind of like what Ben was saying, Jamie Lee Kerner. There or Jamie Kernlina is that you know, you just don't know, but that ability to face the storm and, you know, as Kevin said, take action consistently and be strong in your beliefs. You're going to fall on your face many times. I've done it a number of times. That's why I don't have much hair left. But it comes back to is that, you know, the people that keep getting up and keep searching for new ideas on how they can better themselves as a leader and direct the team are the ones that end up being highly successful.
Yeah. And with Coach, The Flaming Heart, I think the book, the author, The Flaming Heart is the book, right? The author who was the PepsiCo's VP, former VP. He was PepsiCo's right. Former VP. Yeah. And one of the things also, it's important to see what I took away from that story is how the leaders of PepsiCo really listened and they really empowered everyone, from the janitor to everyone, and they heard. So there are organizations where the leader won't even listen to a janitor. So that was also powerful, like how when mm-hmm. you empower everybody from the bottom to the top position, the whole organization gains. But unfortunately, we often see the ego and all those kind of things often do not allow us to create those kind of environment.
Yeah, that's a great point, Runama.
This is the Limitless Leadership Lounge. We do have to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back with some more special edition joined by Kevin Rustici and Ben Albert today, recapping the GLS summit that was this past week. And we'll talk more about it right after this on the Limitless Leadership Lounge. Hey, it's John Gehring from the Limitless Leadership Lounge. And, you know, we're taking a quick coffee break in our episode here. But while we're doing that, I do want to remind you about Renuma Kareem's organization, Heroes for All. We are all warriors for change. And she founded this organization as a cross-cultural learning organization, teaching and learning to promote global citizens. And she's doing a fantastic job running this Heroes for All. And it's really making a difference in our world. And that's the important thing. Her nonprofit, again, Heroes for All. You can learn more at heroesforall.org.
Now, back to our tri-generational conversation for emerging leaders. Come on. Let's head into the Limitless Leadership Lounge.
Back here in the Limitless Leadership Lounge with Kevin Rustici and Ben Albert joining us today, two other hosts of some great local leadership podcasts. And Ben, we are recapping the GLS, and you were in attendance along with the rest of our panel here today. And as a local business owner and the host of a podcast focusing on Rochester businesses, were some of the attendees there also great connections for you? And how did you leverage that for yourself and make some great connections at an event like this?
Yeah, I mean, first off, thank you all again for being here with me today. A.R. Bernard at the Global Leadership Summit. He talked all about building bridges, building connections. He said relationships, a network for life. Now, a lot of people are looking for the quickest win, whether it's the first sale or they want short, sweet, easy to do tips and tricks. I hate the word tricks because relationships really are a network for life. It blows my mind, but I had connected with Coach Jim Johnson and Kevin Rustici through my podcast, but I had never even met these guys in person. And I had listened to Renuma and you, Jonathan, on this podcast, and I got to meet Renuma in person for the first time. And Jonathan, you're next up. And it's yep. It's connecting with these like-minded people that care about leadership. They care about local business. They care about their community. And as already mentioned, hearing the local speakers and seeing them in the flesh and getting to meet, networking is always a great opportunity because I go back to the A.R. Bernard quote, relationships are a network for life. We have to build bridges. We need to make these connections. And I'm happy to be connecting with you guys, your audience, and everybody that was at the summit as well.
Yeah, and I would like to, I just saw a video and it talked about which are the most popular or significant subway stations. The subway station, those are interlinked. That is the center of connecting all the other subway stations. That are the most powerful and significant stations. And I think that is what we are doing. We are all crisscrossing our path and coming to that point where we can create a synergy. And that is why in leadership, it's all about communication, networking, and connecting. So if we can do that, then you can create that energy and create that significant path.
And I know Kevin is in HR. That's your profession, Kevin, right? So networking is kind of everything for you guys. How was this event for you in terms of networking?
Do some strategic HR consulting. And I think a lot of the talks are very relevant to what businesses are experiencing today. And one of the things that was, I think we're hearing terms like empathy, gratitude again, community, all those types of words that people are now using again. And it's funny because you don't know what you have until you lose it. And a lot of people lost that during the pandemic. So I think a lot of people are going through that same self-evaluation. But they talked about what type of legacy that you want to keep. And to your earlier points, when we were talking about what is it going to take to make a leader act, right? It's one thing to say something, it's another one to actually do it and live it. So a lot of these businesses right now are coming up and they talked about it as policies are the scar tissue of bad hires. I forget whoever said that, but that really hit home because if we're not creating that type of culture where we're bringing in people that are going to uphold our mission, vision, and value statement, that centralizing unit to bring all these people with different job functions and titles and objectives in their own job roles, let's say. We're not all working towards one common shared interest, whatever that is, whatever it's, we're going to be the best HR company in Western New York, whatever that is, it's always important to focus on where the destination you are going and what you want to do. And I feel like right now the pandemic we're in a state of chaos, right? It's hard to focus on what business problem or challenge or people related issue to focus on first. I always have found data to really bring silence or bring some sense of normalcy to chaos as a way to really start to understand in a more common language, if you will. But it also comes down to leadership, right? We talk about culture, and culture is driven by the CEO, the executive director, whoever they may be. And if that does not permeate from the top down, it's just like the economics of trickle-down economics don't really work, I don't think. Neither does it work from a culture perspective. So it was really encouraging to hear some of these leaders talk about how they get out of their ivory tower and actually have conversations with their employees to really understand the challenges that they're facing in their own uniqueness and unique lives. So it was a humbling experience too, to really see some great leaders out there. If we don't experience them in our own lives sometimes. To know that it's the sense of a greater being, and faith was a very, very prevalent in the whole situation. And I think that just goes back to Ben's ego comment, is a lot of times it's believing in something greater than thyself and doing something for somebody else when nobody else is looking. So it was a humbling experience at the same time, and really shows how some of these companies were able to form just behind great leaders, and they knew how to pull people together towards a common goal, and everybody got to win. So it was awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is awesome.
I just want to add one comment to piggyback on Kevin, because he talks so much on the importance of culture. And one of the other speakers, best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell, said two statements that I thought were really powerful. He said, we are programmed for approval. And he said, effective leaders make their organization safe to take risks. And building that as part of your culture, I think, is such a powerful thing. And I just wanted to share that because Kevin knows how important building culture is.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, and then they said it in the fact that if you don't do that, right, they talked about the not acting and not creating that type of culture. What happened? Xerox had the mouse. They had the software. They had all of this stuff. And Steve Jobs had to humble himself, right, fearful, because he set his whole company on a different trajectory. And he had to be humble, right, and apologize and say, look, I know we're going this way, but I just saw something and we have to act on this. And we know Xerox for copiers today. We don't know them for laptop computers or mouses even. So I thought that was really important, too. Back to the acting side of it is like sometimes you can't be afraid. Right. You just got to go and trust your gut sometimes or use data like I like. But I thought that was the other really point, coach, to that story is like, if you don't create that type of culture where people feel like they can support and challenge the status quo, it might be limiting the whole business in its entirety.
This is the Limitless Leadership Lounge. Renuma, I did have a quick question for you. I think this is a great point for you to jump in as well, because I'm curious, because all these speakers and the main focus seems to be these for-profit businesses, but you, as a leader of Heroes for All, a nonprofit, for you, culture is everything, because you don't have profit, you know, to hide maybe a poor culture. So literally culture is everything. So what did you take away from some of these speakers speaking about culture and things that you could implement into your organization?
I think all the speakers talked about culture in a way. So when they are talking about challenging your comfort zone, the nonprofit, we are challenging our comfort zone every day, taking risk. Every project or program, we don't know whether we can get the fund or not, and we are taking risk. So we have to overcome our fear to take risk. Motivating people, networking, not rushing in, but thinking also. Those things were also different takeaway that we learned from. And this is a nonprofit or profit, both are now having a business model, because we have to raise fund in order to sustain. And that is why, although we are not enjoying our own profit, there is no public share market or something like that, but we have to develop new programs. And that is why all those concepts that they talked about, profit sectors, applied to mine. So that I think everything, the purposeful leadership, finding meaning in it, the mindset, all everything went hand in hand with my nonprofit organization. And on this line, I was just curious because this thing really stuck into my head. One of those quotes by one of the authors, he said, the biggest enemy of innovation is good enough. So I'm curious what our panelists think about it. So I'm just throwing this question. So when you are in this real world functioning, what are your take on this quote? The biggest enemy of innovation is good enough.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I also I love that quote because I thought it was a lot back to like the comfort zone, right? We talk about how we don't like surprises. We don't like things that we like homeostasis, right? Our bodies are always fighting to find homeostasis. It's the same way that we as people with our own lives, relationships, we like where it's stable, right? It gives us stability. It gives us comfort. And I really love that the good enough, right, is limiting of innovation, because I also think perfection also limits innovation, right? The chase of a perfection. And then back to Coach Jim Johnson talking about Xerox. Xerox was looking to perfect something before they went to market. Steve Jobs just said, that's it. I'm taking that to market. So I also think perfection limits innovation at the same time, just as much as good enough does.
Right. And I think the Simon Sinek's infinite game and finite game, I always talk about it because I'm fascinated with it. We should not bound ourselves to a finite game. It should be infinite. So even when I'm gone, the vision continues to grow. As Disney died with the vision of Walt Disney, Disney Park and other things, but it did not stop there. It's an infinite game of growing. It's never good enough.
Yeah, I think that's a really powerful statement Kevin shared, is the fact that you can get caught up in where perfection can definitely hurt you. But at the same time, I think effective leaders understand that to have innovation and to keep growing, they've got to keep raising the bar. So raising that standard, as you know, that was something when I took over programs, or initially we were trying to just get a winning season. And then, you know, we get to that and, you know, but you can't stop there. If you really want to be a great leader, you got to keep trying to grow people and you know, expand your goals and your vision. So I think that was a really powerful thing you said, because we do get caught up sometimes in the perfection. And when you do that, then you go backwards. Ben, what's your thoughts?
I love the dichotomy, because there's the Steve Jobs who action. I see a good idea. I need to take action, innovation right now. We're going to make this happen. Don't care if the investors are pissed. Don't care if people are having high blood pressure and it ever doesn't matter. We're going to get it done. And that does create innovation. But the dichotomy comes into play a little bit, what Albert Tate was talking about, how, you know, God rested on the seventh day. Albert Tate said, napping is the new hustle. And it's not, you know, just take a 4-hour nap every day, take time off, don't do any work. It's you need to rejuvenate. You need to refresh. Maybe that's walking on the beach. Maybe that's taking a short vacation. Maybe that's meditating in the morning. Maybe that's just taking time to have gratitude and put business aside and spend time with your family. There's this, I think it can be toxic, the Steve Jobs mentality that go, 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 innovation, innovation, innovation. Yeah. Sometimes we need to do the polar opposite, give ourselves permission to be human, relax and digest and kind of refresh everything. And I'm not saying either is better or worse, but truly my thought personally is I need to look inside and figure out where I stand, because I don't have the drive Steve Jobs has. I never have. And if I were to try to be Steve Jobs, I'd burn myself out. I'd probably have a heart attack by the age of 40, and I don't want that.
No.
But also, please. I'm the kind of guy, I know, right? I'm the kind of guy that if I start napping too much, if I have one too many beers, I get lazy. And so definitely finding that balance. And I'm curious what you guys think. For me, I think it's personal, person to person. But what are everyone's thoughts on that dichotomy? And do you land somewhere in between? Or what are your thoughts on any of those statements?
Go ahead, Coach.
No, Renuma, all yours.
Go ahead. And I do have a question for Coach as well. But yeah, Renuma, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think boredom creates creativity. I think sometimes we need that that time where we are like just unplugged from the whole world and can just, because when you're detached, when you're continuously in that environment, you don't have the scope to think. But when you detach from yourself, either you spend your time with your family, that is the time when you refresh, rejuvenate, and then new ideas and innovative thoughts can come in. And that's where the fresh ideas, you can plug it in. So yes, Steve Jobs was an extreme zone. So it's run all the time. But for me, it is that middle zone. When I need to work, when I know that there is an urgency, yeah, I will give my 100%. But when I know this is the time where I need to be just by myself to come up with the thoughts, ideas, and just reevaluate myself or my work, my life, my friends, that is the time when I need to detach. So I think we need that balance for that effective leadership. It is not destructive leadership, but effective leadership I'm aiming for.
And I think it is, Renuma, that's a great point about balance. And Ben, too, for bringing up this point. It's a great reason, again, why priorities are so important. That's what we touched on early. And Coach, I know, just because I know you so well, you're a family man. But then again, there's this American mentality of, you know, you're a coach of a big time high school basketball program. Go, 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 because winning is the only way. How did you especially during your career, but even now, how did you balance that?
The best suggestion that I learned is that you have to determine how you're going to lead yourself first. I know we've mentioned that before. Like for me personally, there are some things in my life what I call non-negotiables. Those are things that I am going to do on a daily basis because they're that important to me. I'll give you a couple examples. One would be is I'm a person of faith, so I pray every day. You know, for some people that would not be a priority, and I'm not asking people to pray. It's got to be out of your own heart. For me, because I can't be a high energy person if I don't take care of my body. So I exercise every day. So those are just a couple examples of things that I do. And I actually make appointments with myself, just like I would make an appointment if I was talking to Ben Albert or Kevin Rustici or Dr. Kareem or John Gehring. I put those appointments in the same way. And I think when you build in some non-negotiables that you're going to be consistent, we could use it as another way of saying that's developing some positive habits. I think that makes you a better leader.
And those are great points too, as well, Coach, and spoken from a lot of experience. I know Kevin and Ben, I don't know you guys as well personally, but I know for all of us, there's a balance, right? Kevin, we'll start with you. What are some of the things you took away from the GLS that will hopefully you can implement to help you get that balance in life?
Yeah, that's a good question. Hang on. Can you even hear me?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh, perfect. All right. It wasn't even showing up. I think we all just touched on it a little bit. It's creating our own scorecards, right? For all these different factors of our life. Our life is not work, right? Where everybody's kind of waking up to the fact, and we have professional life, we have a personal life, whether that's maintaining relationships with both friends and family and networking partners, like everybody else here on the show. But I thought that really spoke to me, right? Just like we all got graded back in grade school on all those different things. And I promise on every report card I had, I was always communicating and talking in class. So always the conversation that my parents had, a stern conversation, but class clown, whatever you wanted to say. But I wanted to now turn that in, now being a new father myself, right? Priorities change, things shift. But I think for me, if I don't write it down on paper, I won't execute on it because nothing's holding me hostage, right? It's nothing's holding me responsible for executing on that scorecard other than myself, right? So if I'm scoring myself on my own life and I've prioritized my life how I want it, then we can start to find structure on things that maybe I wasn't spending as much time to Coach's point. I pray every morning. I don't tell everybody that. I need to take more time out for myself. And to Ben's point, like napping, that's the time to spend with friends, family. I mean, it doesn't mean that you're physically just taking off and laying as a sloth in bed. And to Ben's point, it's not that. It's rejuvenating yourself off the energy of others. And I'm just one of those people that's genuinely attracted to positive people, the optimists. Pessimists and I don't always see eye to eye, but I think it goes back to obviously not being paralyzed by fear anymore and focus on the best result or outcome and constantly reevaluating and learning in your own self journey and always elevating that bar to Ben's point with the comfort zone. Elevate it. The next time you get to that next ring, make the ring even bigger and then bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden now you've grown, you've failed, you've fallen on your face a few times, but now you've grown as a person, as a husband, as a wife, whatever it may be, as a father. So those were the scorecard is definitely something I'm putting into practice because that was a big, big takeaway for myself.
And first of all, congratulations on fatherhood, Kevin. That's
good awesome. Thing we're not on camera because I got some big bags under these eyes, Jonathan.
well, you've entered a whole new leadership position in life, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
But in all seriousness, I think that does go to show, you know, you might be sitting here listening to us thinking, well, I'm not a leader. This doesn't apply to me. Well, are you not a mother? Are you not a father? Are you not, you're something in life, even a friend. You're a leader in that relationship. A leader is not defined as a title. And I think that's a really important takeaway too. And I'm glad you guys brought that up. But to Ben, too, because you're a leader yourself, you know, for your own company, especially, what are some of the main takeaways based on our discussion here that you had as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many great takeaways. You know, going towards the fear. Personally, I've always had anxiety. I was quiet when I was a kid. I was not a born leader from any stretch of the. Maybe I was, but what really resonated with me at the summit was Bianca Jorez Olthoff. She talked a lot about how our best leaders sometimes are in hiding. They're not the most extroverted, outgoing. They're not the most attractive. They sometimes aren't the most experienced. Richard Montanez? Richard Montanez, he was the janitor, right? And he was in hiding and he was a great leader. And I see all these great leaders that I'm surrounded by in this panel at this event, listening to them speak at a high level. And I realize that since I wasn't born the most charismatic, and I've done over almost 200 podcasts and I still have anxiety before every single one of them, I still can move into that pain, move into that anxiety. And what Bianca was saying is that these best leaders, they're in hiding. They're here to work. It's a learned skill. And if anybody's like me and they feel like they're not a leader, they see leaders around them and they feel jealous or they wish they could stand up and take that role. Her message was you can stand up and take that role. And when you're called, some of the best leaders, the moment they're called, even if they've been in hiding, they're going to knock it out of the park. And I'd like to see myself as the underdog, but I wouldn't do it without guys like you to help train me and help sharpen my saw so I'm ready to get to work. So,
hey, your other company that you keep, I think that was the other thing that they all said too. So,
yes.
Yeah. To your point, Ben, that's why I surround myself with people like you and Coach and everybody else. It's we're always evolving ourselves, but if we're surrounding ourselves with good people, we're going to constantly be learning from them, whether by habit or hopefully just changing of behaviors as well.
Osmosis. Yeah. When you surround yourself with good people, you start standing taller. You start feeling more confident. Osmosis. That's why I got to get around you guys more often.
Absolutely. We got to meet first, Ben.
Exactly.
Iron sharpens iron, right? Coach Irenuma, as we're wrapping up here on today's special edition of the Limitless Leadership Lounge, boy, it went so fast. It's like we're going to have to do this again or something. What are your guys' final takeaways here from the summit?
Go ahead, Irenuma.
Final takeaway, one of the speakers said that when you are leading, you are always remember that leaders are chosen. So whenever you are in that position, if you think that you are that chosen person and have that responsibility to influence others. And I do not like the word followers. So influence or collaborate. I think leaders are doing that. We collaborate and we influence people to make a difference. So I think as a group, the GLS brought us together and also like-minded individual. It's our tribe. So we can do a lot of things and create that synergy that we need now more than ever.
Now, I'll finish with two final thoughts from my perspective is going back to Richard Montanez. He made a statement that I thought was really powerful, and I know it's something that helped me immensely. He said that hunger is the antidote to fear. Mm. And the fact that if you stay hungry, you're going to face your fears. You're going to stay with it. And then my last point Juliet Funt talked about what she calls white space. And I think as a leader, what she's talking about is that time where you need to re-energize, whether it's just take time to think or to meditate or go for a walk or, you know, meet with different people and just be open to that. But I think too often, you know, it has been brought up in our conversation today that we forget as a leader that to maintain our energy, we've got to take time to re-energize ourselves.
This is the Limitless Leadership Lounge. We do want to say a special thank you to Ben Albert and Kevin Rustici for joining us today. Again, a reminder that Kevin Rustici's podcast with Tyler White, Time Out with Leaders. Kevin, that's available everywhere, right? As we've discussed. And you guys just have a lot of fun on your podcast. I'm almost jealous because of how much fun you have.
It's all about the laughs, baby. It's all about the laughs. Tyler makes it easy, that boy from the South.
So make sure you check out their podcast. And Ben as well, thank you for joining us. How about the Rochester Business Connections? I mean, that's another podcast full of great leadership advice from the leaders themselves. Thank you for joining us. And where can we find that podcast?
You can find it everywhere. I'd love if you guys went to the website because there's options to listen to it or watch it. It's as simple as going to rochesternypodcast.com. rochesternypodcast.com. Hope to see you guys
Very
there.
Very good. Very good. And hey, that's a great domain name too.
Yeah. I'm a domain. Don't get me started on domain names.
Okay. Don't get Ben started.
Another podcast for another time, right? But we want to thank you guys for joining us and thank you for listening as well. The Limitless Leadership Lounge. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Podbean, so much more too. I'm not even going to list them all. And you can get into contact with us on Facebook, Instagram, or limitlessleadershippodcast@gmail.com. Just drop us a line, feedback, or with questions. Were you at the GLS? Whether you were or not, you could still contribute to the conversation here. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back next week for another discussion for young and emerging leaders. For Coach Jim Johnson, Dr. Kareem, and Ben and Kevin, our special guest today, I'm John Gehring. We'll catch you next time on the Limitless Leadership Lounge.
Thank you for joining us this week at the Limitless Leadership Lounge. To listen to this episode again and to find previous episodes, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Spreaker. You can also get in on the conversation. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Then tell three of your friends to join in as well. Coach, Renuma, and John will be back again next week for another Tri-Generational Leadership Discussion. We'll talk to you then on the Limitless Leadership Lounge.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.